views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, the Empowerment Channel at the Connect Me Radio Network. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, UBN Universal Broadcasting Network, plus News for the Soul Broadcasting. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you fabulous, amazing, sexy, so loved, magnificent, awesome, incredible, ready to start a new year and take responsibility for everything you want, people. I mixed it up for 2018. Oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. Do I have information for you? New year information, new year, new life, new perspective, new opportunity information for you. I am beyond excited to bring this to you today. So this all started because I am holding the intention powerfully and strongly that we absolutely ascertain all of the highest information about living in and creating the state of wellness and health. Notice the channel insists on us not focusing on fixing ourselves, not getting rid of the dis-ease, and that can be mental, physical, spiritual, chemical, cosmic, dimensional, and emotional, but it's not getting rid of a dis-ease, it is creating the state of health and wellness that we all want to live in. And I have been and have stated a clear intention. So I want you all, sorry, they're talking to me while I'm talking. Let's come together right now and claim that we are bringing in the highest information. We are connected to, we are the highest information and the highest knowledge with the highest understanding of creating the state of health and wellness everywhere in every subject of our lives. And so I was doing a lot of work on this and major things were opening up and I was checking it with some of the people that I work with. The easiest way I can describe this to you is when we think of creating the state of health and wellness, we have been focused only on our own energy. So let's say we want to cure ourselves from cancer or essential tremors or migraines or obesity or whatever it is that you would like to bring more into a state of balance, because that's what we're always focused on, is a state of balance. We've been focused on our own physical or energetic self. And the very clear information that came through is that we have to do this work on behalf of all energy. Now, that started out with all God, which is all thought, all possibility, and all space between. And the channel then said, use the word energy, because even God has a limitation to it. But if you're doing it for all energy and everything is energy, everything, it can't have any limitation. So how we got to this was I was working on behalf of someone around her dis-ease, and I was working on myself, and I was getting the same direction to go to these certain affirmations that I work with, and that was indeed the highest way to create the state of wellness and health around both these very different issues that I was dealing with. So then it became expanded into the state of love. Now, that shouldn't surprise us. See, my pendulum just hit me. Shouldn't surprise us, because the channel continually teaches us that love heals everything and creates everything. And literally, I tested the statement, when we are love, which goes beyond feeling love, when we know that we are the frequency of love for, toward, about all energy, that creates perfect health. And again, all energy is all thought, all possibility, and all the space in between. Those of you that have seen the new Star Wars, if you're very conscious, you are aware that they are teaching exactly what we're saying here, which, of course, I watched with my family over the holidays after all of this information had come in. And I had just shared it with the psychologists in my family. And we sat there watching Star Wars. And when that came on, we just sat there and looked at each other and went, oh, my God. You know, so again, I'm going to take you through a little visualization, okay? So just shut your eyes and please do this. Stop what you're doing. Let's start 2018 with the most powerful bang available to us right now. So just close your eyes, and I want you to feel love, whatever your love place is. The highest experience of love, that is in essence who you are. That's the authentic you. I want you to just see in front of you the vast universe of foreverness. And as you're standing or sitting there, in the authenticity of the love that you are, share that with all that energy. Just share it. And now I want you to encircle yourself in that also. So put yourself in the middle of the universe, in the middle of the state of love that you've just shared. That's what it means to be the Christ child in 2018. To love yourself of the entire whole energy that exists everywhere. The oneness of all of it. Who you are is valuable. Who you are is loved. Who you are is love itself. use your light to teach your brain and your beingness that this is who you are through experiencing it as often as you can. For sure, every day, guys. Okay, I want you sometime today. Yep, no excuses. Sometime today, I want you to write down all the amazing things that you do for other people, the lives that you have touched, the pets that you have touched, the way you have touched any energy at all in this world. I want you to acknowledge that people like you. The energy of the world likes you. And what you are and what you have to offer is valuable. It's valuable to the one energy because in your universe, you are in the middle of all energy as a part of all energy. Who I am is valuable. Acknowledge yourself. Please play with this, guys. It's life-changing. I've been working with it now for 2 weeks. It's nothing really short of miraculous. When you are the state of love for all energy, you create perfect health. That's the highest, most correct, most complete. So this is a mantra. I am love for all energy. And of course, you go into the feeling of love. Use your light. See your brain fill up with the light of I am love for all energy. Let it disperse out through your body, all throughout the universe. And know then that you receive it back because you are part of the energy you are loving. I am love for all energy. And so it is. This, I'm being told, is the most miraculous start, beginning, rebirth for 2018 possible. I would focus on it, work with it, play with it, bathe in it, bask in it. I want us as a community to explore and commit to this together. And so it is. Okay, anything else? All righty. Well, most of you know now that I offered, I had so many emails about, oh, Dee, could you please, please offer another month of the $100 30-minute sessions. They're almost booked, guys. If you're still interested, we have a self-booking calendar now, which is working out great, I'm happy to say. It is either go to the last e-blast that you received from me, and it is on the homepage at imdwallace.com. We're almost booked out. I think the last week of January, there's still some sessions available. So I love sharing my love this way with you. Everybody wins. You win, I win, the universe wins, health wins, abundance wins. It's a no-brainer. Right? That we come together to do this with each other. Our next webinar is January 24th from 7 to 9. Again, it's creation completion. Again, believe there's going to be a series, and I've already got something awesome in February too. But the first part in January is I am safe to create. And again, getting my huge big yes, I am safe to create. Those fears of judgment. Well, what if I commit to creating and I fail? What if I do it wrong? You know, all those things that subliminally have been passed down to us. So that's January 24th from 7 to 9. And I want to read you something I got from Dana Wild. You know how much I love Dana Wild. She teaches brain science. She's the real deal. I love everything about her. And she mailed out this rant for 2018. And I'm going to share it with you. But if you really want to tie in brain science with the spirituality that we teach here, which is, in my understanding, one and the same, I would definitely check out Dana Wild, W-I-L-D-E. Okay, so here we go. This is going to be fun. So everybody put a smile on your face. Read this out loud to get your mojo going for a prosperous 2018. I love knowing that starting at midnight, I have a clean slate. This clean slate is my canvas, and I can paint anything I desire. 2018 is wide open to me, and I can create freely. I love that I am aware, and I know that in 2018, I will be even more aware. I am getting good at this brain training and focusing more and more on the positive. I love being centered and focused. I love creating in all areas of my life. I love knowing that when I feel good, I get better results. And knowing that my number one priority is to feel good. I feel like I have untapped power inside of me. And this is my year to let it out. I am ready to step fully into who I am and be all that I can be. I am ready to create my life the way I want it to be. I am ready to follow my passions and realize my dreams. I feel the surge of power rising inside of me, and I know this power is the start of something big. I love the turning of the clock because it allows me an opportunity to be fully me. I am excited for all that is ahead because I know my time is now. Bring it on, 2018, because this is my time to shine. This is my time. This is my year. And I am ready. Oh, yeah. Happy New Year. 2018 is going to rock. I just love that. That pretty much tells you exactly who Dana is and how she approaches everything with fun and passion and a lot of energy. I love the women. And now we're going to the calls. Miss Joy. Hey, I like starting 2018 with joy.
Well, okay. I'm not there. I could give you a story or whatever, there's an answer I need before the end of the year, and I can't hear it.
Okay, so stop right there, Joy, because in that little tiny few seconds you've been on the air, you've said about three or four limiting things that have directed you to be limited. Are you aware of that?
Just as I said it, yes.
Okay. So you should be aware of it by now, Joy. You got to start living more consciously if anything's going to shift. And guys, when you say, I'm not there, there's no way you can be there if you keep claiming that. You see, it's not what you're doing. It's the story you're telling about what you're doing that's limiting you always. When you say, I can't get there, I don't know, you are literally saying to your brain, don't let me know. Don't bring the information in. So I want you to claim right now, I do know. I am the person that can access all the information I need. I'm there, and I am joy, and so it is. Have you claimed it?
Yes.
Joy?
Yes.
Okay. So what's your question now?
What's my question?
Well, you said you needed an answer before the end of the year. What do you need an answer to? I mean, they just gave it to you, basically.
I guess why I'm not living consciously. Why I, no matter what it seems like I say, it doesn't work.
Well, because you're saying all the negative stuff, Joy.
What?
You keep saying all the negatives and then expecting to get the positive. I mean,
that's like... That is an old pattern, and it's been, yes.
Okay, maybe, so you know
maybe
it.
Maybe that's...
You're aware of it, but you don't change it. Until you change that core pattern that you know, that you live, that you keep speaking, nothing's going to change, because it's literally like wanting a baby to walk and saying, you can't walk. You don't know how to stand up. You're going to fall over all the time. Why aren't you walking? That's what you're doing to yourself. Do you get it?
Yes.
Okay, Joy, you've been on and off with me for years. Do you want to get it? I get a yes.
Yes.
Okay. So you're going to watch every bloody thought and negative statement and limiting direction that you give yourself and go, okay, that ends. That's a 2017 thought and statement. See,
yes.
When I say you're working with the light consciously and working with the red dot and using all the stuff they've given us, I get a no, because you want to just snap your fingers and have everything turned around. But it doesn't work that way, guys, and I don't freaking care who tells you it does. It doesn't work that way. You all of us, agreed to come in embodiment so we could learn that we have to control our own energy and create our own lives. That's what you came here to learn, to be powerful and do that. So, baby, you know how, but you got to start working with the tools that we've been given now, Joy.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you. Yes.
Baby, you know I love you. I love you so much. I got to be tough love with you, Joy. And they're saying that's it. That's your answer to everything. And it's my big, huge yes. And it's hitting me. Okay. So
yes.
She started the call off really well for all of us. That's it, guys. It's us. We got to do it. And until we do it, nothing changes. And when we do it, everything changes. All right, baby?
Yes, thank you.
All right. I love you, Joy.
I love you, too. Happy
Give me a woohoo.
Woohoo.
That's right. That's how you create. All right. Goodbye.
Bye.
Woohoo. Yippee. It's 2018 almost. Kathy in Seattle. You're on.
Happy New Year, Dee.
Thank you, baby cakes. You too.
Well, you're right. Joy started it off perfectly.
Yep. But thank you, Joy.
So, yes. So, in addition to that is, actually, things seem to be going really pretty well for me, but I wanted just to see what the, what your input is on that.
My input on what?
Asking where I am as far as
okay, Kathy, you are where you think you are. So you kind of sort of think that you're doing everything right, and then you're going, oh, I should doubt me.
Which
screws it all up.
Yeah.
So, again, back to the baby. Well, I don't know if you can walk or not. I think you can.
Yeah.
I think you have the... Well, I don't know. Maybe you shouldn't try. Well, but I think... I don't know. Be really careful. What the hell's the kid going to do? And that's what you're doing to yourself.
Yeah.
That's not, I'm going to get up and I'm going to frickin' walk. No matter what I have to do, I'm going to walk. And I'm going to love trying. I'm going to love working with the red dot. I'm going to love working with my light. I'm going to love being conscious, because, dang it, I'm going to walk.
That's it.
You bet that's it, guys. When you allow yourself to doubt, and you know what that, you know what doubt is? Doubt's the ego's way of saying, well, if I don't make it, I will have an out. Nobody freaking cares if you set a goal and you don't make it. You know, guys, I created this amazing little bear, Bubbleopaloo. It didn't make it. It didn't make it. I could not get any of the big guys to understand the importance of training a child's brain through a toy. Now, I can focus on it. That bear never went big. Or I can focus on all the emails I get from the people who got the bear that go, oh my God, my autistic son has friends now. Oh my God, my kid comes in before a bath and says, Mommy, I love my body. I can focus on everything I learned, all the stuff that I did that I had to get on top of to create, even manufacturing this bear. I can acknowledge what I did and how far I came, or I can focus on it didn't do what ultimately I thought it was going to do. Now, if I focus on it didn't do what I ultimately thought it was going to do, I'm never going to go into my next exploration of my next divine idea. If I go, wow, okay, I learned this, I learned this, I learned this, let me apply them the next time I go out to do a creation. You know, you all know the whole story about Thomas Edison and how many times he failed before he, you know, we all hear it. But yet we allow our ego to keep putting us in doubt so we don't move forward. Don't let it do that to you anymore. You're in charge. You're in charge. You're in charge. Okay?
I'm in charge. I am in charge.
Yes, you are in charge of whether you allow yourself to doubt or if you sit down and go, well, what's this doubt about? Where's this coming from? By the way, it's coming from your mom around 3 years old. It's all centered around the words "be careful." Does that make sense to you?
Well, I don't have that recollection, but it makes sense in everything else that's happened since then.
Yeah, be careful, be careful, be careful. It started that early, Kathy. It actually started in several past lives. 26, 27. Around 27 past lives, you've been working on this. So this is when you get to put it down.
It probably leads to the feeling, the issue of safety that comes up for me all the time. And I think that's
absolutely
to the ego questioning everything I do. Am I going to be safe? That, oh my God, see?
Yeah, there you go, guys, which is exactly what the next webinar is about, by the way.
Yes.
Am I going to be safe? To be brave? Am I going to be safe to be audacious? Am I going to be safe to try this bear or this idea or that website? Am I going to be safe to lose the weight because then people will see me more? You know, it's a big core for all of us. Am I going to be safe? Is my family going to judge me or people are going to judge me? Am I going to lose all my money if I do this? Blah, 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 blah. Right?
Uh-huh.
And how... There's not a person out there whose mother or father or grandparent didn't say, oh, be careful. Be careful, honey. You could hurt yourself there. Be careful.
Put your power away.
You bet. You bet. How many of us, you know, would never have felt the power of riding a bike if we'd been too careful? Well, riding a bike is like creating anything in your life. You got to get on. You got to learn how to do it. You got to hold your balance and you got to pedal. Wow. I liked that thing they just gave me right there. That was pretty damn right on.
I can relate because when you mentioned that be safe about a bicycle like that, and then here I was riding without holding the handlebars, going downhill as fast as I could without hanging onto the handlebars and loving it.
Yep.
That's what came to my mind.
So, Kathy, that's, you want to have that feeling in every place in your life again.
Absolutely.
You know, trust yourself. And you know what? If you fall off the bike and you scrape your knee once, BFD, right?
Right, right.
You got to get back up on the bike. You got to get back up on the bike. I love that Abraham Hicks thing. Some guy at one of their seminars said, why does a dog put its head out the window when he knows it's going to get bugs and everything slapped in his face, you know? And Abraham said, because they know the ride's worth it. The ride of Bupalopaloo was worth it for me. 100%.
Yeah.
So get up on the bike of life, guys, and start riding. Thank you. I love you.
Thank you, Dee. I love you.
Wow. Wow. Wow, 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 wow. Iris in Philadelphia, what's up?
Hello, Dee. Happy New Year.
Thank you, darling. You too.
Thank you for doing the show today and last week. That's really wonderful.
You're welcome. Thank you. Thank you for being here with me.
Yeah, and thank you for the special. I've already booked my private, so I'm very excited.
Yippee! Yippee!
Yeah.
All righty, and what can we do for you today?
Well, I guess two things. One is just a clarity question, and maybe you might have already cleared this up, but I've been doing the meditation with the light, which is great, and I was wondering if so. Sending out the light, and then is that the best time to start the mantra, or wait and have it return and then like start the mantra, or does it not matter?
No, you want to start the whole light with the intention. I am love for all energy. And do you understand that you're using the light of you and directing it to be the love for all energy?
Yes. That's me, right?
Your light is literally your I am presence that you are directing to take form.
Mm.
So there's energy and there's creation, but that energy of creation needs to be told what to create, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So we're not going to claim I am doubt and I am a person that can't do it, like we've addressed with the first two callers.
Mm-hmm.
We are claiming I am love. I am literally the frequency and vibration of love. And
right.
I am that frequency and vibration for and with all energy. And you can see it as being returned to you, but it's actually, and this is even an extension of growth from the creation station, which started all this,
mm-hmm.
that it's even more powerful then for you to see you in the middle of the swirling energy of love that you are a part of. So basically, guys, we create it, and then it creates us. And we create it, and then it creates us. That's our dance with the universe. So the more we live in the frequency of love for all energy, the more all energy lives in the frequency of love for us. Beautiful,
okay.
Huh?
Yeah. Oh, that's wonderful. Thank
and
you.
Don't get, you know, don't, you'll find your own way. You don't have to do it with the image that they're giving me. You can start with that and then let it expand out into your own understanding and your own vision. Just
don't,
know
don't worry about doing it right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And that's a big one for you, Iris. Worrying about doing it right, which is a part of I'm safe to create.
Yes.
Holds you back from the most exponential creation you can experience. Don't worry about doing it right. Just worry about, no, they canceled that out. Just embrace doing it with love.
Oh.
It's all about love. Just hold the state of love, guys. And the intention to be love. And, you know, what happened to me this morning when I was doing it, and I used the deep breathing along with it, is literally coming toward me were all the people in my life that had hurt me.
Oh.
And I got to go, yes, and I love you too. Yes, and I love you too. Yes, and I'm holding the state of love for even you too. And who does that free? That frees us. We're healed. You see? Got it?
Yes.
Beautiful.
Yes. Thank you.
Beautiful. Thank you, darling. That was, you guys are bringing in some amazing stuff today. I think I'm going to have to replay this call over and over and over and over again. Emily in Idaho, you're on, baby.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, honey.
Woo. I feel complete.
Oh, beautiful.
With all this energy right now. Yeah, and everything that's just coursing through me from that visualization and all the callers.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's what I mean. You can feel how love lifts us up.
Yes.
And so back to joy, if we keep saying, well, I don't know how to do it, I don't know how to do it, we can't ever get to that point of just being in the state of love. You all know how to love. You've all loved. And so now we just have to choose, no matter what, I'm going to live in that blissfulness. I'm going to live in the energy all the time. That's my intention of where we're at right now on this show. Fabulous. Empowering, loving energy in a community that joins together and creates everything around this and the experience of it together. And it just goes out and out and out and out and out and comes back and back and back and back and back.
Yeah, awesome.
Awesome. Awesome. Do you have any specific question, Emily?
I do. Well, two things. I want to acknowledge myself as a mother. I think that's often very challenging to do, but I just put my daughter on a plane this morning. She's flying back to see her dad, and, you know, she's going to get herself home on public transit when she gets there and go see her friend and have New Year's Eve. And I just love that I have raised her with trust in her own capacity and independence, and to see
beautiful.
The beautiful flowering of that is just incredible.
Beautiful. And as a mother, that so touches me, Emily. And I'm going to come forward and claim what an amazing mother I am, too.
Yes.
Thank you for that. Yeah, that's
yes.
really important. We're challenged these days with our kids, guys. We're challenged. And if we go into doubt and fear that, A, we have not done the best job we can, and more importantly, B, that we love them enough to trust themselves, to find themselves and create themselves.
Yeah.
You know, and to give them their freedom of self-creation. That's a pretty amazing parent who can do both those things.
Mm.
So thank you for that.
Yeah. Right back at you.
Thank you, darling. Thank you.
And question I have is the deal on my mom's house fell through. And so it's been relisted. We've got, you know, new people.
Yeah,
and
you know, as soon as you said that, it went right to no.
Okay. Because
so,
the original people have come back. They had an issue with their some other interests. But I have always felt like these people are going to come, you know, it's going to happen. But I just want to know anything to clean up or anything the channel has.
Yeah, it's just, well, again, my big, big, huge yes. Stay in your knowing. Stay in your knowing and trust that, because everybody will come forward from a mental place and go, oh, no, you know, if that happened and blah, 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 and this and blah, 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 that. It's what the gift is here for you. And kind of why you brought this forward is so that you can actually understand and practice staying in what you know.
Yeah.
Instead of, again, you know, we've used the questioning, we've used the word doubt, you know, I don't know. That seems to kind of be the theme of the show. So we're going to come together for 2018. We're all claiming I absolutely know. I consistently stay in my knowing. And that feels like love. That's the experience of love for myself I'm creating for 2018. I know. I trust me. And so it is.
And relating to the theme of, you know, mothering a child, it's relating to my mom. It's her house. It's her sale, and supporting her and working that line between my own knowing and yet supporting her in, you know, her decisions.
Okay. There's a little bit of guilt because, you know, there's a small part of her that doesn't want this to sell. You know that, right?
That makes sense.
There's a small part of her that doesn't want to let go.
Okay.
Because I had to check for a minute to see if this was mice, but the channel says, well, it's several people's stuff, but we're definitely dealing with your mom here. That there's a small part of her that says this is the beginning of the end because I have to let my house go.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So you stay in your knowing. That she stays vital, that she lives life to the fullest, that this is going to release her from a lot of responsibility in order to live a more full life.
Yes.
And you can even talk to her about that. They're saying her subconscious will really grasp a hold of that.
Okay.
That, oh my gosh, I'm going to be free to travel more. I'm going to be free financially more, I'm going to be free to visit people I love more, you know, really help her focus on, and then it'll go through. Then it's a done thing.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Is this making sense to you?
Absolutely.
Okay, great. Let
us
know.
She's really pretty ready, but yes, just a little bit. Thank you.
You know, baby, you can be ready because you have to be, but that doesn't mean all of your energy committed.
Yeah.
So keep her focused on the beginning. This is creating the beginning. Okay. Great.
Awesome.
Thank you, darling.
Awesome. Thank you.
You bet. All right. We're going to Eileen in New York. If I can get the switchboard on here. Hold on. There you go. Hi, sweetheart.
Hi. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I don't know if you saw my email that I sent you.
Baby, I literally just got back into town at 6 o'clock last night, so I haven't seen a lot. So
okay, well,
quickly,
you know what,
sum it up.
That you don't even read it, because I'd rather just say it. I mean, I never went to Las Vegas as I planned to do. And,
with your kids. This was for your kids, right?
No. I was going to stay with my sister.
Oh, and, your sister. I knew it was family. Okay.
And see Savannah, who I dearly love, my 8-year-old grandniece. And my sister displayed some old behavior on the phone, and where the channel had told me, oh, when you go there and you just, say to her, I love you and let's have a great time together, that everything would melt. That never happened. And
well, you never went. You never went, Eileen.
I never went. Exactly.
The channel said, when you go.
Yeah.
But you didn't go.
Right. Well, but here's what happened. I had an opportunity to finally say no to the bully and say enough. And she said, well, then don't come. And I said, I'm not. And I was very sad for a long time last week because I wasn't going to see Savannah and I wasn't going, and it was almost like a door shutting in my face. But it was also drawing a line in the sand and saying no more.
Yes, and that's important as long as you get back to the love now.
Yes, slowly. But yes,
you know,
I am.
Yeah, you have to, Eileen, because otherwise you carry that in your energy, and you can hear that you're carrying it in your energy. And absolutely, I'm at the same place in my life where I'm saying to a lot of the people who I love the most in my life, no more. Not doing this anymore.
Well, basically, I can't say that, and I'm not going to stay with her anymore when I go there.
Well, don't draw that line. Don't draw that line in the sand, because that doesn't give either one of you the opportunity to grow into a new definition of love between the two of you, which is what you want.
I do, but I'm the only one that's going to do that.
Well, there's exactly what we've been talking about the entire show. You are directing the energy to be limited around what you want. So on one hand, you're saying, I want all this to be settled with my sister. I want to be in love. I want to have a great relationship with her. And it's never going to happen. That's like telling the baby, get up and walk, but I don't think you can.
But she is very locked
in. We're not talking about her. We're not ever talking about the other person. We're talking only about ourselves and what we're directing and our belief systems that are limiting getting the very thing that we want.
Okay.
So I want you to start just saying, you know, I'm ready, willing, and able to be open to the fact that both of us can shift and we can really love each other and have this sisterly love that I am so desiring. I'm open to that. Show me how to create that. I'm allowing her to create that. Then the energy can move, Eileen. But if you go, well, that's never going to happen, so I'm just never going to, I'm drawing the line and I'm never going to stay there anymore and blah, then you can't ever really get what you want. And the love stops, and then the creation stops. And then the dis-ease starts.
Yeah, well, this was a difficult week.
I'm sorry, sweetheart. But, and, no buts, and, you know, like Yoda says in the new Star Wars, it's what we do with what's given that creates who we are. I almost dropped off the sofa. It's everything we teach. So take what you've been given and make it into energetically what you want it to be, and then allow it to physically be given to you in your reality. Just be open to that, Eileen.
Okay.
You got to be open to it. All right, baby?
Thank you, and Happy
New
Year.
Yeah, you bet. We're holding a great Happy New Year for you and this opening of love for you. And guys, Eileen just represented anybody and everybody that you think cannot open a relationship with. Anybody and everybody that's ever hurt you, disappointed you. She's serving all of us. Take a moment and go, oh, that's where my opportunity is to let go. That's where my he's my opportunity to know this and hold this knowing. She's my opportunity. It's my opportunity. That's my opportunity, not about them. My opportunity. Like when you walk by a homeless person, that's your opportunity to make a statement. Am I abundant enough and full of love enough to share? Or am I judging? Or am I just walking by? Your opportunity, not theirs. Charlene, hi, honey.
Hi. Hi. I am creating health and wellness, and I had something that came forward for me to get some clarity on in the last
Good.
2 weeks. It is the right jaw. I've had a blocked salivary or parotid gland for about 26 years, which showed up when I was pregnant with my son. So it should be gone, but there's something here that I need to get clarity on.
Yeah, and it's literally connected. Good God. It's connected with motherhood. Of course I don't have my body books here, Charlene. But it's literally connected to, they're saying I have to go to the body books. So will you please email me? I promise you I will get back to you what it says in the body books, because that's the direct connection that you need in order for this to dissipate and just let itself go. Let itself
okay.
open up.
Yes.
And that's what this whole show has been about, is us
yes.
opening up to love. So are you using the light? Are you using the light of love and loving the energy of that salivary gland? Just love it. Don't try to heal it. Just love
right.
it.
Right. Just sending the light in the love. Yes.
That's right. Just
okay.
I love you. That's your it. That's your him. That's your her. Right?
Okay.
That's the place that your opportunity is presenting itself right now. You understand? But if you please email me, I will get back to you within the next couple of days.
Okay. And just tell you, remind
just
you that it's the salivary gland?
Yes, and that it was connected with motherhood.
Motherhood. Okay.
Yeah. Is there any? Yeah. I'm sorry. I just got back last night and they're in my other office. Just
That's
call
okay.
me
I'll
and
email
let me
you.
Know. All right, sweetheart. Blessings. Yeah, again, if you have a physical thing, guys, you don't send the light to fix it. You send the light to love it. Love it, love it, love it. Kathy in Illinois, you're on.
Hi there.
Hi, darling.
I have discovered from the last two Sunday calls that I really don't spend a lot of time appreciating myself.
Yep.
But I noted that I had brought something in on the predictions call, and you had mentioned it the last couple of Sundays, so it was like, okay, I can tap myself on the back and say I did bring something in, and so...
Honey, you brought yourself in. That's enough right there. You're a part of this community that's putting intention of love and light into the world. That's a big deal, guys. If you're looking for something to acknowledge yourself for, start there. Are you a mother, Kathy?
No, I am not.
Okay. All right. Do you have any pets?
Not at the moment.
But you have?
Yes.
Okay. You've been a mother. Acknowledge
oh.
yourself. Acknowledge yourself for loving and taking care of a being on this earth that can't take care of itself.
Thank you.
You see, every day we live, we do so many small things. You know, Kathy, they're showing me a big smile. So I would guess that when you walk around and see people and you pass them, you give them a smile.
Yeah.
Okay. That's a huge thing that you are participating in the good of the world for. It's huge. When we smile at another person, guys, it's huge. So this is great. This is a great, because this standing in this universal sea of love and being in the middle of it and knowing you're creating it and that it's sending it back to you, all has to start by acknowledgement of yourself, which is back to self-love that they have been teaching us for years now.
And just this notation is, I've been noticing more and more in my life, and I've been noticing when I'm thrown a little that I just sit down and go, let it go.
Yeah.
there's another thing coming. I'll figure it out.
Okay, and then I want you to ask yourself, let it go. What do I want?
Okay.
You've got to state clearly what you want, guys. So I'm applauding the fact, this is the channel, applauding the fact that you are becoming conscious enough to catch yourself in the negative patterns. Now be conscious enough in that moment to go, well, this isn't freaking what I want. What I want is blah, 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 and I'm feeling the love around that, and bring that to me, baby. Okay?
Okay.
All right, darling. Happy New Year.
And I wrote a quick phrase down.
Okay.
I wish you your 2018.
Oh. Well, let's all claim that. I wish it for all of you, and I wish it for me. So let's give that to everybody who's ever going to hear this call. We wish you your highest, most divinely orchestrated life of love in 2018. And we wish ourselves that also, because we're acknowledging ourselves as the creators of that. Beautiful.
Yeah, it's not for all the people around us. It's for us too.
Well, it has to start with us. It always starts with you, and then it ripples out, and then it comes back. Always, always sent out, always returned. Thank you, baby. All right, guys. I'm over. I wish I had a two-hour call today. What a call this has been. My goodness. What a great start for all of us to 2018. You do use the tools, play with the tools, be conscious. Come on, let's just go into 2018 going, I rock, I'm amazing, I'm awesome. I know it, I'm going to let everybody know it, and I'm going to let it be delivered back to me in every way the universe wants to come back and acknowledge me, because I'm acknowledging myself. Woohoo! And yippee! Happy New Year. I love you. And until we meet again, love yourself and love yourself and love yourself more, because you know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, the Empowerment Channel at the Connect Me Radio Network. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, UBN Universal Broadcasting Network, plus News for the Soul Broadcasting. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.